Image Bearers with Dr. Tim Davis.
There are so many people sitting in churches who have falsely repented. You ever run into a Christian and they're meaner than a snake? Wouldn't miss church ever? And then you run into some people in the world who are 10 times kinder and nicer than they ever were? What?
I've been struck with something over the years that I've been in practice. Broken relationships affect health. A divorce, disharmony in a relationship, it actually creates physical illness in a person. You can affect a relationship with bad health. You can affect the health with a bad relationship. We need to be forgiven so we have a healthy relationship with God. Being forgiven is not just so you go to heaven when you die. That's such a shallow theology. Of course, that is true. But why? Why is that true? Being in a right, healthy relationship with God brings with it health in all of our other relationships. This is powerful. You have a relationship with others. You have a relationship with creation, your work. You have a relationship with yourself, with your body. What your health is, what your physical health is. Paul says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of those sins and then to cleanse us from, we usually say, all unrighteousness. Hey, read it this way. He cleanses us from all unrightness. Wow, is that not beautiful? All unrightness. If I'm in a healthy relationship with God, it bleeds into my other relationships. Conversely, if I'm in an unhealthy relationship with God, it adversely affects my relationship with others, my relationship with my work, creation, and my relationship with myself. That's the point of being forgiven. A healthy relationship with God. God is all about relationships. Everything is about relationships. We say so many times, you can't take anything with you. Well, you can. There is one thing you're going to take with you into the consummated kingdom. Relationships go with you and become eternal. And the perfection of those relationships starts right now. Do I have any relationships that need rightness with others, with my work, and with myself? What a beautiful thing it would be if God really brought rightness into all of those relationships in my life. It is all, ever and always, brothers and sisters, about forgiveness. It is powerful. This is life-changing, absolutely life-changing, absolutely relationship-changing. In Genesis 2, if you break relationship with God, there's a consequence. There's going to be a heavy consequence, and here's what it's going to be. All of your relationships will likewise suffer. And they ate the fruit that God told them not to eat, and they hid themselves from each other. For the first time, they started to hide from one another. We do a lot of that. Afraid, holding things back from each other. Relationships suffered with each other because they broke relationship with God. What else suffered? Their relationship with creation suffered. You're still masters of the earth, but because you've broken relationship with me, you're now going to be masters by the sweat of your brow. And instead of the cypress and myrtle coming up, it's going to be thorns and thistles. Boy, a lot of my work seems like that. How about you? Thorns and thistles. Because the relationship with creation has been broken, and yet God said, but you still have to do it. And what was the third thing that suffered? Now, this is not a triumphant message. This is not that if you do this, everything in your life is going to go great. Do not misconstrue this. It is in no way that. We still struggle with the thorns and thistles, and we will until the consummated kingdom. It's about how you react to that. That's what we're talking about today. How you react to those things. And if you restore a relationship with me, your relationship with others will improve. Marriages improve. Your relationship with creation will improve. Your relationship with yourself will improve. Do I relate physical health to spirituality? Yes, I do. In fact, God said, the relationship with yourself and your body will improve so much that you will live forever. Paul, Romans 8, 11. If the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in you, then that same Spirit that brought Jesus back to life will also, watch this, will also bring your mortal bodies back to life. Your mortal bodies back to life. Restore relationship with me. You're going to conquer death. You want to restore relationship with God? How do you restore relationship with others? Apologize. C.S. Lewis says, you've offended the giver of the moral code, and you owe him an explanation. Restore relationship with God? What's the path? What's the path to restoring that relationship and having a healthy relationship with God? I think you want that, don't you? I think you want a relationship with yourself to be good. Who wouldn't? And others, you want your marriages to be better? Restore the relationship with God. What's the path? Poverty of spirit, mourning, and meekness. That's the repentance triad. Anything else that you've been taught, anything else that you've done, is not genuine repentance. And I will add this caveat to that. If that hasn't been the hardest thing you've ever done, gotta wonder. What's the steps? God says, my people who are called by my name, here's what they got to do. Number one, humble themselves. Number two, pray. Number three, seek my face. Number four, turn. Turn from their sin. And what happens? Look what forgiveness is tied with there. Healing. Healing. You ever put those two together? You have a broken relationship with anybody? You go to them. They go to you. They ask forgiveness. You forgive them. What happens? Healing. If you do not forgive yourself, you are trampling under your feet the forgiveness of God. If God is going to forgive you, who are you to not forgive yourself? Humble themselves. Pray. Seek my face. Turn from their evil ways. Poverty of spirit, mourning, and meekness. The first three Beatitudes. Matthew chapter 5. Jesus starts his ministry, and he says right away, the poor in spirit, they're blessed because they have the kingdom of heaven. Those who mourn, they're blessed because they're going to be comforted. And the meek, they're blessed because they're going to inherit the earth. That sounds like a repentance triad to me. Poverty of spirit means I have nothing to recommend myself to God. I must depend on him. That's humbling, isn't it? That's hard. And following, you mourn that sin. You feel it like David felt it into his marrow, he said. And then the third thing that happens, and this is the big turn, meekness. You no longer demand your own way. I'm not going to demand my own way with you. I'm going to accede to your will. This is the big turn. One thing that losing my son taught me, the hardest thing that it taught me, was I don't have to get my own way. You know what a gift that was for me? How paradoxical to say that losing my son could possibly ever give me any kind of a gift. That's the gift that it gave me. I don't have to get my way. And God works through that kind of attitude. What is the one thing in this universe that is stronger than God? By his own design, our free will. No one can make you, including God, have poverty of spirit, mourning, and meekness. That is a turn that each one of us must make. That is a volitional decision that has to come. When you make that decision and when you make that turn, how does God respond? He forgives. He forgives. And simultaneously changes and heals our hearts. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves, seek, pray, I will answer them, I will forgive them, and I will heal them. Forgives us, heals and changes our hearts.
If you've genuinely repented, Scripture is clear on one thing. There will be signs and symptoms in your life. There will be. A healed and changed heart in a now healed and changed relationship with God forgives others who have wronged them, is merciful, is not judgmental. There were two people in particular that hurt my son, that owned me. I couldn't forgive them. I was tortured. It bled into every area of my life. And then I thought, how can I possibly hold anything against them? That's poverty of spirit, mourning and meekness. Forgive yourself. Accept the healing. Healing forgiveness. Amen.
NewBuiltChurch.com